Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to You Got the Zeit Stuff. My name's Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. That one is courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. Our Johnny.
Johnny boy. Miles, let's tell the people what is trending.
Yeah.
Sparrow is trending, of course.
Because
when is it not?
Barstool Sports put out this graphic of like what the top fast food restaurants were by state based on some data. And I think Sbarro got people hot because according to this, Sbarro is the top fast food joint in the state of New York.
That seems impossible. That it would be the top fast food place anywhere.
Yeah. And like, is Massachusetts like so on point, like the Commonwealth rides so hard for itself that Boston Market would be the biggest thing in Massachusetts?
Is that what they have?
Or is that Connecticut?
I thought it was Duncan, but you're right. Duncan is
Rhode Island. Yeah. I know. Hey,
Papa John's.
I know the Cape when I see it, bro.
I'm always immediately skeptical about any one of these like United States maps where the states are broken up by a cool looking graphic.
Right.
But I will say they have Long John Silver's as the number one restaurant in Tennessee. Chick-fil-A is Kentucky. When I lived in Kentucky, that seems weird, right? You don't associate Long John Silver's. You don't associate them with
Tennessee,
the South.
No.
When I was in eighth grade in Kentucky, like when you were the student of the month, like the thing that you got was to travel to the headquarters of Long John Silver's.
Oh, because it's in Lexington.
Because it's in Lexington, Kentucky.
Got it.
I think Long John Silver's, I think there might be something going on here. Does that make sense?
Like, because Whataburger's the biggest one in Texas. Like, that's their own. But that's where I get pissed because in California, they're saying it's Denny's. Get the fuck out of here. Denny's is not the top fast food. Denny's may be the top. The bar just shut down. We need to get something to eat spot. But
right.
I don't know. That's why I'm curious, Zeit Gang. You know, check this out. Is In-N-Out the biggest thing in Nevada? Is Chuck E. Cheese the biggest thing in Minnesota?
Right. Maybe these are just like things that are like surprisingly big there.
Yeah.
Because also, man, like there's stuff. What is Ohio? Melties? Metties?
Yeah, I don't know.
Metties?
What that is. And Jollibee is the biggest thing in Michigan? Jollibee Filipino fast food? How?
Damn.
What? And Bubba Gump shrimp is the biggest thing in Alaska? I don't know, sir.
Yeah, now that is true. See, that is true. This, everybody knows that.
I'm glad
everybody
we have this infographic, Jack, because it reminds us of the show we used to do.
I know, right? Yo, they have Long John Silver's as Maine, too. Now, that is surprising.
That makes more sense. Like, I feel like they're by the sea. There's, like, they fish out in Maine.
But like I when I think of Maine, I think of people like walking down the street and like a lobster just falls out of a tree and hits them on the head. And they're just like, oh, shit, let me bite into
this. Hey, we're
going to
go pick some lobsters.
The Athletic is trending
because
they are the latest sports media outlet to have massive cuts. And they laid off 46 people.
The Athletic, man, I really dig what their whole like sort of ethos was of basically being like, it's a subscription-based thing. That's why like we can get some of the top journalists you already trust who have been writing for other places, but we're not going to tether them to any agenda. Like, we just want them to do the best writing they can do on the teams and sports they love.
Right.
For me, as an Arsenal fan, there's a lot of great stuff that doesn't make it to like the typical headlines and things like that. And even for like NBA, like a lot of the Athletic articles typically are like a thing that comes out and then another outlet says the Athletic is reporting on it. I don't know. This is it sucks to see. Like, I thought the idea was really cool, but apparently like the pandemic has just completely destroyed like their business. Like, the subscriptions
because
are down.
Advertisers.
Yeah, subscriptions are down 30% over what they thought they would be. And then their podcast ad revenue just got apparently just decimated. Because everything, any ad-based thing is tough now, too. It's like, why spend money on an ad for a thing that isn't open, you know?
Right.
So a lot of industries, ours included, you know, obviously, like, depend on ads. They're trying to, you know, weather it. But we're here. We're still here.
And when on the subscriptions, it's, you know, people have less discretionary income to just like throw around on a subscription, especially like it's coverage of a thing that isn't even happening at that point. Like,
it sucks to see that you can point to this pandemic as being like the death knell for a lot of things. I mean, not that the Athletic is finished, but you know, laying off a lot of people isn't great. And like, they themselves are saying like, it's kind of grim at the moment, but much this whole pandemic has completely altered like the course of a lot of things. I thought the Athletic, I was like, oh, here we go. This is a new thing that's working. So I hope they recover.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Real quick. Back to the graphic. They've got Carl's Jr. They've got Carl's Jr. as Maryland and Delaware. Carl's Jr. doesn't even exist east of the Mississippi. It's Hardee's, bro.
Because they have that for in the Colorado or the New Mexico image. They have it as Hardee's. Right. This whole thing, is this just a troll move to distract us from like the police violence in this country?
I think this was made by the police.
I think this is made by the ops. Them. Yeah. All right. Barstool Sports,
we're
the ops.
We're on to you, Barstool. Yeah, Barstool would be the outlet that is like in connection with like undercover cops. The undercover cops of content. Breonna Taylor is trending today. Today would have been her 27th birthday.
Yeah.
We still do not have any arrests in that case. And like really no accountability on that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know a while back the FBI's Louisville office said they were opening an investigation, but yeah, those three officers involved are on administrative leave. They are not, and they have not been charged with any crimes yet. And these are people, so if you're, I know it's grim because we have so many deaths to keep track of, but, you know, she was an EMT who was, like, decorated, you know, like, selfless person. And these police basically served a no-knock warrant on her house. It was the wrong house, and she was basically shot during the raid, killed in her bed.
Shot 8 times.
Yeah. And they thought,
Jesus.
And the whole thing was the person they were after, I think, had been already detained. Like, it was all.
He was in custody.
Yeah, it was so fucked up. This is why I think this movement is different. This sentiment in the air right now is different because it's our thirst for justice will not be satisfied with just, you know, Derek Chauvin and those three other police officers being charged. we have an entire list of people who need justice that we need to get through.
What happened with David, the barbecue restaurant?
Oh, David McAtee?
David McAtee. Whatever happened with that case? Because he was also shot in Louisville. And it seems like both with Breonna Taylor and David McAtee, the Louisville police have like the same explanation that like they both had guns or like shotguns prior to, in Breonna Taylor's case, it was her partner was, you know, when the cops broke down their door without knocking and didn't identify themselves as police, the story is that he shot and then they just, you know, shot her 8 times. But the David McAtee thing, like they released video and they're like, see, this explains what happened and it doesn't. It's the Louisville police really seems to be like fucking up in ways that aren't surprising, I guess, but it's just like almost predictable and like the same every time.
Well, I think this is what makes it really difficult for law enforcement right now to try and hide all of their transgressions, because we're living in the camera phone age. We're living in you go viral in 0.3 seconds now because everyone has the appetite for accountability. And I think because of this too, we're all seeing this example happen in real time over and over in rapid succession. It's like, oh my God, we just saw a video of an old man get shoved. And then the cops say the guy tripped and fell. And then the video goes viral and people are like, he tripped and fell. And then you hear these officers have been fired and there'll be an investigation. We'll see what happens there. But everyone's always saying that the first instinct is always to deny. And then when the public is just too aware of the deception, that they finally have to try and do something. But again, they're only going to be held to account by their own. And that's the thing, is like,
right,
at a minimum, all of these people should be like, you know what? We get what's going on. The first step, I guess you want to defund the police. We're willing to have outside groups completely come in here and like actually do some kind of accountability and have them be the people we're accountable to as a first step, as we, you know, evaporate into the air.
Were the Buffalo police really saying that old dude tripped and fell?
I think the offending officers may have, but it was basically first they were treating it as a trip and fall, or they had heard about it because maybe they were covering. And then it's just unbelievable, you know, like,
yeah,
just regular people just standing, getting shoved for no, and like violently, to the point where you're like, that person could have died.
Yeah. That one picture, that one video of that girl just getting thrown to the side by a cop who's walking down the street is like one of the, so violent. She just like ragdolls
right
to the ground. All right. And then Third Amendment is trending, which seems wild because that's the one about like having red coats stay in your home like during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
But people are pointing out, the Mayor Bowser from D.C. was pointing out that, like, there's a bunch of National Guard troops staying in hotels in D.C. right now on taxpayer dollars. And, you know, that's, they don't need them. Like,
right.
That's, the Third Amendment says that, like, you don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they're trying to
people are learning
that, use that to send their ass back to Utah where they're from, which is another thing. Like we have National Guard troops coming in from Utah to patrol Washington D.C. Like I'm sure they're gonna really treat everybody with respect and like a good neighbor.
Yeah,
you know,
or not jump to snap judgments based on whatever your perception is of dealing with a community you've never dealt with.
Yeah. Course.
So
anyway, send the National Guard the fuck back from whence they came. That's it for this week. That's Friday. We hope you guys have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to yourselves, be kind to others, wash your hands and stay inside or go out and protest. Fuck the police. That's gonna do it. Talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.